We're learning the laws of Shabbos and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. We were learning yesterday in Sif Beis that women have the chiyuv, the obligation in hearing, listening to, reciting themselves Kiddush, as the sukkim of Zohar Hashem Shabbos and Shomer Hashem Shabbos are connected to one another, and as they're obligated in Shmir Shabbos, not violating the 39 prohibitions, so too they are obligated in Zechir Shabbos, which includes making Kiddush. And therefore, the Mechaber then says, Motzios Ha'anashim, that women could actually not only make the Kiddush themselves, but they can also fulfill the obligation on behalf of men. Hoyel V'chayavos HaTorah Kamosam, because they have the same obligation to fulfill making the Kiddush as men do, since there's no difference. Therefore, women can actually make Kiddush for a man. And although this sounds like an egalitarian or a very radical view, it is brought down explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch that that's what he says. And the Mishnah Berurah not only also adds the following. It says, B'chein Hiskimu Hataz, Magen Avraham, B'hagra V'shar Achronim. All of these great Achronim are of the opinion that a woman can make Kiddush for a man. There are those that disagree with this, including the Bach, who's strict. But nonetheless, there's certainly what to support. But then the Mishnah Berurah adds, Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Yesh lahachmir l'chachila shilototi isha anashim she'enam imnei besa. So that the preferable way is that a woman should not make Kiddush on behalf of a man who is not Mimnei Besa, someone who is not a family member. The Zila Milsa, because it is a lowly thing that this man is not able to make the Kiddush on his own, that he has to ask someone else to make the Kiddush, he asks a woman to make the Kiddush, and it's not even a family member, so therefore for that, the person should certainly make Kiddush himself. However, clearly, according to the Mishnah Berurah, in the case that a woman wishes to make Kiddush on behalf of her family, that's not something which is an issue. Of course, the prevalent minhag is that the Baal HaBayis makes the Kiddush, and the wife listens and fulfills her obligation in that way, which, of course, is a nice way of fulfilling that mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah also discusses one other issue. And sometimes when you find numerous people, numerous families at the same Shabbos table, instead of one person making the Kiddush and everyone else listening, sometimes different people like to make their own Kiddush. So he brings down the name in the Sefer Eliyahu Rabbah. He says that Shnei Anoshim, Im Rotzim Lahotzi B'nei Besa. Let's say you have two men and they're at the same table and they want to fulfill the Kiddush on behalf of others, the people in their family, lo yiskachu ka'achas. They should not make Kiddush at the same time. Tetrei koli lo mishtanoi. Because, and we've seen this principle in Gemara in numerous places, that two voices cannot be heard. A person needs to listen intently to every word that's being said. If one person is saying it, another person over there is saying it at the same time, it's very confusing, it's hard to concentrate. And therefore, in the event that Kiddush is to be made by more than one person in the home, it's recommended that you should make them separately. So one person takes the time to make the Kiddush, and the person waits after they're finished, then afterwards the next Kiddush can be recited. Just see for the next few moments. Siv Gimel. Im ein yado. What? That's true. There is certainly is an inyan of Rehoboam HaDos Melech that one person should make the Kiddush, but there are numerous minhagim. Certainly among the Hasidic sects, they make their own Kiddush. They have their children make their own Kiddush and things of that nature as well, in which they feel the fact that you're the one that's engaged in the mitzvah yourself, as opposed to being an active participant, as opposed to just listening, that's another way of looking at it being preferable. But certainly, to listen to the Kiddush, based on that principle, certainly have what to rely on. Sif Gimel says, Imein yadam ha-segas liknos yayin, l'kiddush l'hochin sarchi sud l'kavod halayla, l'kavod hayom, l'kiddush hayom. So what happens if a person has very little money, and you have enough for some nice food for Shabbos, a nice Shabbos meal, for a nice Friday night meal, a nice Shabbos day meal, in which we'll discuss in a second which one is more important. If you have a very nice dish, which meal is more important to eat that food on Friday night meal, Shabbos day. We'll see that soon. But let's say a person doesn't even have enough money for that. You have enough money for that, or making kiddush. So mutav shiikne yain lekiddush halayla. It's better that you should purchase wine for Friday night. As the Mishnah Berurah discusses, that even though there's a Kiddush Friday night, there's a Kiddush also Shabbos day, there's a significant difference between the two. Friday night, as it says explicitly in Mishnah Berurah, Halacha, the Friday night Kiddush is Ikoro hu midiraisa. That's considered to be a Torah-bound mitzvah to make Kiddush Friday night. The Kiddush Hayom, Rach midirabanan, is a rabbinic. So therefore, certainly, if I've heard, out of the two times one makes Kiddush, the one which is more important, if I could use that language, is certainly the one Friday night. And therefore, not only that, also when it comes to having certain delicacies, that's pushed aside in order to be able to have Friday night Kiddush on Friday night, some wine. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and discusses this, and we'll just see this, and we'll continue talking about the other ideas later, next time. The Kiddush hu mitzvah sase diraisa. No, as we've just mentioned, that Kiddush on Friday night is a positive Torah-bound mitzvah. When it comes to having a nice piece of chicken, some kugel, or whatever, who mitzvahs own egg, that is a way to enhance the Shabbos, to make it pleasurable, that's medivri Kabbalah. That's not diraisa. That's not a Torah law. Kedeksiv, the karasa l'shabbos own egg. This pasuk of karasa l'shabbos own egg, that is when a person purchases all these delicacies, which of course to enhance the Shabbos is important, but not on the same level as Kiddush Friday night, which is Torah bound. The Afal Gav the Mitzvah Saseh Shel Zachar Nochel Kaim Beskiris Devarim Shel Kedushas Shabbos Bavad. We've already discussed previously that technically one could fulfill this mitzvah by Mariv, by acknowledging Shabbos with words, Bial Hayayin Enu El Medivri Sofim, and therefore if you had the Kavanah, then the Kiddush Friday night also is only rabbinic. Nonetheless, afil hachi kivan de ikar Kiddush hu min haTorah, since the actual the way it was instituted, that it's a Torah, a way to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Zachar Shem HaShabbos through wine, gam yayin shel kodim l'kol. Therefore, we say wine comes first. Therefore, if the Friday night, if the only thing you can come across is wine, that's what you should get on Friday night. The Skimu HaAchronim, however, the Achronim do point out the chol zedak kishishol pas l'sarach halayla l'sarach hayom. You have to have some food. You have to at least have some bread. So if you have bread, then you should purchase wine for Friday night, and that's more important than having a piece of kugel or some chicken soup. Avol kishen l'pas. If you don't even have any bread, then mutav shikne l'pas v'kadishalav d'hochay l'echol pas b'layla. Since a person has to wash at night, as well as during the day, speaking here at night, therefore, if a person could only have enough money for bread or for wine, then certainly bread comes first. Once you have bread for Friday night, as well as for Shabbos day, then the next thing you need to have is wine, because wine is for the Kiddush, which is Diraisa, and then we'll discuss, again, as we mentioned, which is more important, the Shabbos meal, as far as purchasing nice foods for that Friday night meal. Shabbos day, we'll see that tomorrow.